bats and birds have been collateral damage in the footprint of wind turbines. It's a conversation we've been addressing recently, but another endangered species has come in the spotlight. Will the Hawaiian black-lined damselfly be next on the list? Longtime Kaneohe resident Rich McCready has opposed the expansion plan of Hawaiian Memorial Park Cemetery. He tells us the discovery of the native damselfly has gotten little attention in the review of the environmental impact statement. The damselfly is normally found at higher elevations of the Ko'olau Mountains, so the discovery came as a surprise to biologists. A damselfly is a bit smaller than a dragonfly. Its name, Rainbow Eye Damselfly, is due to its three-colored eye, according to testimony submitted in the EIS. And it's believed that only about 1,000 of these species are left here on Oahu. McCready believes that the issue has been largely under the radar in the media, and he reached out to us to continue the conversation.
You know, about 10 years ago, the cemetery operators wanted to expand the footprint of their cemetery, and so they sent letters out to our neighborhood because we're abutting neighbors and told us about what the plan was, and then we opposed it right from the beginning and, you know, went to a land use commission hearing about it, you know, around 10 years ago. And so there was quite a few problems with the project. So in the meantime, in the last 10 years, the developer of this project has come back with some changes to try to make it more suitable. Last time they did a survey of the area, they didn't find an endangered species. But this time, our neighborhood happened to find it because it's partially in the backyard of one of our neighbors. And so we saw the damselfly and then took some photos of it. And then now that the new plan has come up with a draft EIS, they also sent a scientist up there to study the habitat. So it's been confirmed that there is for sure Hawaiian black-lined damselfly on the zone of the development that they want to do. So it's definitely impacted by any kind of development.
Do we know how much acreage it covers or how extensively it's been studied?
The damselfly stream that it inhabits is about 250 feet long, but I'm not sure how wide they range from that. That's more the scientists, you know, facts and figures that I don't know details of. But, you know, at least it's been discovered, and so we're trying to get the word out to let people know so that it can be protected.
As far as the process, the comment period, that's closed?
For the draft EIS, the deadline to get letters in was October 22nd. But there'll be another EIS coming out and potentially a land use commission hearing so people could write in testimony at that time. And there'll probably be some changes to the draft EIS, so that there'll be some changes to look at and comment on at that time.
With the damselfly, you want to protect the habitat. I know with the hoary bat, I believe the developer of one of those projects has offered to put in money to save the habitat in another area. Have you heard anything at all about this developer doing anything to offset?
Well, yes, they agreed to try to put a fence around the habitat and do some things like that to keep feral pigs and other people from trampling the area. But the big issue is the habitat is downhill of a bunch of the development. So any grading could change the water flow. Pesticides, herbicides could flow into the property. So anything that would change the way the water flows or any contaminants would flow into the property. So that's the biggest issue. It's a poor location for them to build a road and get access to this property to make a cemetery out of it. The main problem is the amount of trees that they would take down to make this project and the grading, the bulldozing and leveling of the ground to make it a suitable site. Right now it's a steep hillside covered in trees, so they'll remove a bunch of trees and replace that with grass instead. And so our concern is, yes, that the neighborhood could be flooding or having runoff issues. And they say they're going to do all kinds of mitigations to prevent that. But that's just their plan. We don't know how successful their plan will be.
Okay. Anything else?
Just that, in a way, the need for cemetery space is what we question, because there are quite a few other areas on the island you could make a cemetery. In our opinion, a hillside that's conservation land now, that's a steep hillside that would take a lot of site work to make it suitable, isn't a good choice of a place to make a cemetery. It'd be better to find an easier place that wouldn't have these impacts on an endangered animal or runoff into Conaway Bay, pesticides, or any of these kind of issues, choose a site that would be more like the center of the island where the ground is already flat instead of developing a steep hillside. 10 years ago, we got to be interveners at the Land Use Commission, and so we brought up all these same issues. The main difference now is that there's a damselfly involved. Most of the same flooding and grading issues were there then, and the Land Use Commission decided not to allow them to build this. And, you know, in our mind, they've made some concessions to make it more palatable to people, but it's still the same issue of that hillside should be preserved as green belt of trees rather than turned into a cemetery. The one issue before, too, was the Kalaupoko Hawaiian Civic Club was opposed to the development, but now they're in support of it because the developer has offered to give them that 14.5 acres as an easement, as a conservation trust, to do cultural practices and preserve that area. Before, it was infringing upon that area quite a bit, so the Hawaiian Civic Club was opposed to it. But after the Land Use Commission loss, then Hawaiian Memorial Park approached the Civic Club and told them they would help give them that land in exchange for their support.
All right. So then the question is, now then what happens, though, to the endangered species on the property, and how will that get mitigated?
Right. So, I mean, the trade-off of getting a culture preserve but destroying other land that has trees on it and also has a damselfly on it, to us, is not a good trade-off. It'd be better if the cultural preserve could be given to the Hawaiian Poco Civic Club as is and not do the other development, but it's a hand-in-hand thing. The cultural preserve and another easement of about 103 acres near Pohanani wouldn't happen if the whole plan doesn't get approved.
So as far as in the next time that the public will be able to weigh in on this?
I don't know the exact timeline of when the environmental impact statement is going to come out, but I would say in the next few months is what they had told us originally. But I would say if people would just keep their ears open to when that new document comes out, that'd be a good time to read that and see what the changes are, see how they've dealt with some of these problems. And that would be a great time to write in letters. And it could be testimony to the Land Use Commission at that point.
Okay. All right. Anything else you think would be important to underscore?
To me, on the island of Oahu, which is a crowded island, we ought to look to other places like Japan that are crowded islands and how are they dealing with needing to do something with people when they die. And they pretty much do cremation in Japan. And I think that's where Oahu is rapidly approaching that point that we should do the same. And, you know, the amount of inventory that the existing cemeteries have, if people start changing their attitudes towards burial, like it's projected by 2030, that it'll be 84% cremation rate in Hawaii. So if the existing cemeteries, which is Valley of the Temples and Hawaiian Memorial Park and some of these large cemeteries, have enough space to meet that demand, we don't see sacrificing this conservation land in exchange for 15% of the population that wants to be buried. And if people had an education program, they might change their attitudes even quicker towards cremation.
That was Kaneohe resident Rich McCready talking to us about his general concerns of the proposed cemetery expansion of the Hawaiian Memorial Park, more specifically the discovery 2 years ago of the native black-lined damselfly. For links to the draft EIS, check our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.